Tegernach, and he's a grade 11 pupil at Redhill. And he is involved in a very interesting project. So we thought we'd get him on and say hello, Tegan. Welcome to the Overdrive. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, tell us, what is this idea that you have and that you've been implementing?
So Unite Against COVID is an Instagram and Facebook page that aims to give people a platform to spread hopes of messages of hope and positivity during this time when we're living in under such unprecedented circumstances. We aim to give people a platform where they can spread their messages and stories where they've encountered hopeful interactions, and also to advertise United South Africa.
So that's a fantastic idea. Where did you come up with this idea to produce this particular set of social media?
Well, when this whole thing started and I was looking on social media, I found that there was not only so many negative things surrounding the virus, but that there was no platform for people to share their messages and their stories of hope. I found that I was encountering so many initiatives where people were given the platform to donate money or to donate time to help other people during this time. But there were no platforms where people could just give messages of hope. And so in light of this, and because of the fact that both my parents are essential workers and are both at risk during this time, I decided that I wanted to do something and give people a platform that they can at least take 5 minutes out of their day to spread hope and inspiration for the people who are alone during this time.
So how does it work? If I follow you on the Instagram page, do you just put up different stuff every day, or do people submit? How can people get involved in spreading these sorts of messages?
Well, we encourage people to send videos of hope, to send stories where they've encountered hopeful interactions, to the site, and to follow and share the site, because we aim to get our hopeful messages as far as possible. And to spread, we post a video every day and to spread these videos as far as we can.
And what has been the reaction so far to the fact that you have this Instagram handle up?
It's been very good. I find that many people don't have any platform where there's hope. There's lots of information on the virus. There's lots of negativity surrounding it. And even though it is such a horrible thing and we're living under such unprecedented circumstances, people find that there's not many platforms where it's merely just spreading an inspirational message. And so the response I've gotten is that many people are grateful that there's somewhere they could look at and just see that people are, even though we're living under such horrible circumstances, we're united and we're going through it together.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you got any plans to grow this, or at the moment you're just focusing on making sure things are running as is?
Well, we've been trying to get a hold of media. Like, I'm very grateful for this interview today. And we've also been had plans with like Pretoria Boys High made a video for us. They posted on their site. We've gotten multiple videos from people like Rabada, from people like Kevin Peterson, who are also promoting it on their Instagram pages. So we're trying to spread by getting people to share our page and spread their messages of hope.
That's fantastic. So if people want to find it, where can they go about, what's the hashtag? What's the address?
On Instagram, the page is unite.againstcovid, and on Facebook, it's just Unite Against COVID.
Right, so there we go. If you are on the gram or a member of the Book of Faces, you can go check out Unite Against COVID. Tegan, thank you so much, and thank you for putting a bit of hope and happiness into the world.
Thank you so much.